And Sean, earlier we were talking about that place in Chicago where the waitresses all yell at you when you go to get your coney. And did you come up with a name for that place?
Yeah, it's the Wiener's Circle. It's just, as I mentioned to you before, my son went to DePaul and we went there his freshman year. I could not remember the name of the place for the life of me, so I looked it up. It's the Wiener's Circle in Lincoln Park. And as our esteemed engineer, Brian, brought up, Ed DeBevics is the place that for years was kind of renowned, and then it closed about five years ago in Chicago, and is actually reopening. So evidently there's still a place in the restaurant world where you can be berated and sweared at. So let's go.
You know what? And you'd think people would want to get away from that the way the world is today. But hey, you know, maybe it's just letting it all hang out. Makes you feel a little better. Maybe a trip to outer space is what's really needed. Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, chatting with us this morning about SpaceX Inspiration 4 crew. It's an all-civilian crew. I think this is day two for their trip. Eben, glad you could join us to chat about SpaceX. What a great adventure this is for these four people, and might I add, their spacesuits and the interior of the spacecraft are really awesome.
Yeah, they are pretty cool looking, aren't they? I mean, it's light years ahead of what we are used to seeing with regard to NASA's. This looks real futuristic. Of course, SpaceX's chief designer, both from the spacecraft to the suits, was Elon Musk. And, you know, he certainly has style, so, and he's certainly put that into his creations here. Inspiration 4 is a private crew. It's four people, one of them being billionaire entrepreneur Jared Isaacman, who bought the mission and selected other people through two people through a raffle to benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And one other person who is a physician's assistant at St. Jude's, who herself was a child cancer victim, cancer survivor, I should say, right? And so they are, this is very much a promotion for St. Jude's as much as it is a bit of a pleasure cruise for these four folks. It's a three-day-long mission. They're at an orbit higher than the International Space Station. They're due back tomorrow, landing in the Atlantic Ocean. But what a view, and a trip. And so they're aboard one of the same SpaceX Dragons that SpaceX uses to take NASA astronauts to and from the space station. This one has been a bit modified from its normal use. They've removed the docking port since it's not needed, and they've installed this viewing port called Cupola, or a Cupola, which is basically a domed window. So, you know, people can take turns sticking their head up there and getting this, not just 360, but whatever the degrees are for a half a sphere. I wasn't good at geometry, but you get this amazing view all around you, and it's it must just be spectacular. I think I'd be fighting the other three off for that seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first thing that comes up, how much training did they have to do? You know, you hear all civilian, and, you know, at least you'd think there'd be a crew chief or whatever the case may be. How much training went into all of this?
Well, I mean, for these four, very, very minimal training. They did have to report for some training and debriefing and instruction and education for the things that they would have to, about taking care of themselves up in space and the like. But for the most part, these are four non-professionals. They are not NASA astronauts. They are not military people, or they weren't in the military for the purpose of being in space. So they are non-professionals. I guess you could call them amateurs. This is what's amazing, really, about this is that, while it was certainly expensive, it is for basically, you know, civilians going up in an automated craft. They're not really doing flying themselves here. And they go up and they spend some days up there and then they come down everything should be fine. And SpaceX is the second company to do this with to do this with civilians, but the first to go orbital, we hear, you know, the Blue Origin Jeff Bezos flight from a month or so ago was suborbital, but they're working on orbital. And the more countries, or excuse me, the more companies that do this, the better it is for our country. We want to lead here as Americans. We want the United States private industry to be able to deliver people to and things to space at an affordable price, because that's much more empowering for us, and it is better for the world than having a country like Russia or China or Iran doing it.
Absolutely. And Eben and Sean, what was interesting about this, some of the things that I've read about this crew, in terms of the research that's going to come from this, of course, astronauts are these fine physical specimens, right? They pride themselves in just being in the peak of health before they go into space. Well, this group of people will really tell scientists what an average person may experience in terms of impact on heart and memory, on the brain, on the internal organs, because they're, face it, they're not these incredible specimens of human beings that are going into space. They're more like us. And so the research that's going to come from this is going to be very interesting. Eben, do you know anything about the glass dome bathroom?
I don't think it's a bathroom, is it?
Well, this is what I'm reading. So, of course, that jumped out on me.
There is the glass dome cupola, which is that viewing spot that I told you about. So, here's something else. So, the one person, one of the crew members, who is the St. Jude's physician's assistant, who herself was
Haley,
a childhood cancer survivor, she has a prosthetic limb, and she's the first person to go to space with a prosthetic limb.
Wow.
So you were talking about, you know, not sending the, yes, we are astronauts. They have to be in tip-top health. And have a history of tip-top health, and they have to stay in tip-top health if they want to stay astronauts.
Right.
Here are people who have had some health issues throughout
life's
their lives.
Challenges.
And challenges and whatever. And so Haley Arsenault, she's 29 years old. She has a prosthetic limb, and she is up in space now, and that's just really
awesome. We wish them well. They're going to be returning tomorrow. Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, thanks for the insight and great conversation. We really appreciate it.